Hello friends, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We're up in Ballymoney today, Hebron Free Presbyterian Church, and Phil Moffat is an elder here in the church, and you'll know in a moment or two that he's not a native to the province. He's from Liverpool, and he did a great work for God in Liverpool as well. Not far from Everton Football Ground, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Salop Chapel there. So I've just asked Phil, as we've done before on the couch here, just to tell the people out there how Phil, you became a Christian and what the Lord has done for you.
Well, certainly it's a privilege to be able to share this with the folks online here. I was born into a family that really knew nothing of the things of God. My parents weren't Christians. The Word of God was never read in our home. We never prayed. The Bible was not a sought after book, and the things of God were just dispelled. In fact, we, as a family, were without God and without hope in the world. And yet the Lord, strangely, had us go along to a city mission church as children. Our parents, although unsaved, would send us along to the city mission. It was there that I first heard the gospel, that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But the Lord Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And the Lord, even in those early days when I was just a child, did speak to my heart and soul. And I remember going away to camp with the city mission, and some of my friends placed their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, asked the Lord Jesus into the life. And I saw a tremendous transformation, even though they were just young boys and girls. Of course, being in the inner city of Liverpool, street cred means something. And so the older I got, church became a past event, and I got into the early teenage years. And I don't want to give the devil any place in my testimony, but I got involved in things that I ought not to have been involved in, did things that I should never have done. I remember one evening, we had just been in the house as a family, both me and my brother, and We'd gone to bed that evening. Next thing is, we heard bangs on the door, and when we looked out of the window, our house was completely surrounded by police. And I remember my dad opening the door, and of course, we, even at that stage, as just teenage boys, we were on the radar as far as the police were concerned. You know, God had his hand on my life. And I went along one time to a meeting, and a man preached. His name's Roy Hughes. Roy was a member of the Brethren Assembly. And when this man preached, he spoke of the Lord Jesus as though he really knew the Lord Jesus. Mm. When he spoke of his Saviour, it was as though he had a personal and an intimate knowledge of Christ. I can remember his outline to this day, no priest but Christ, no sacrifice but Calvary, no authority but the Word of God, no confession but the throne of grace.
Yeah.
And I remember afterwards just waiting behind and just wanting to speak to this man. And I simply said to him, I don't know what it is that you have, but I know it's missing in my life. I was only 17 years of age, I suppose, at the time. Started going along to a church in Liverpool that had recently applied for membership of the Free Presbyterian Church. And in 1981, they'd been accepted in by the presbytery. They were sending different preachers over each week with a view to becoming the pastor there. And one day, the late, great Pastor Hillis Fleming, he said to me, I've been asked to become the pastor here. I've accepted the call. He said, and I'm coming along to be the minister, and my induction service is the 23rd of July, 1982. He said, will you come along to that service? So I said, I will. So he put his hand out and he shook me by the hand. He said, now listen, don't make me a promise if you've no intention of keeping that promise. I said, no, I'll come along, I promise you. Our family were all, I suppose, involved in the Orange Order in Liverpool, and 12th of July was a big day. As we were coming back from the field, the parade was attacked, and there was a riot going on. And one guy ends up getting arrested and taken to the police station, thrown in Risley Revan Centre. And I was asked if I would raise funds for his legal defence. Now, I was only 17 years of age. And I said, that's fine. I was asked if I would organise a social event, organise the disco, organise the band, organise the raffle prizes and everything else. I said I would do that, and I got the tickets printed. Everything was all in place. And didn't I pick the very night that the Reverend Fleming was to be ordained as the first minister on the British mainland. See, the devil's very, very cunning. And so I thought, well, I'll go along to the meeting, and then immediately after the meeting, I'll shoot up to the club and I'll be there for the rest of the social evening. But the Lord had other things in store that night. And as I sat under the sound of God's word, I became uncomfortable in my sin. I was convicted. I knew I wasn't right with God. I knew I never had that peace of God that passeth all understanding. And on the way out, I shook Mr. Fleming by the hand. And I don't know what made me say it, but I just said to him, Mr. Fleming, when you get settled in Liverpool, I'd love to speak to you one day about getting right with God. And he kept hold of my hand. He was a shrewd character. And he said, you know, the Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for we know not what a day may bring forth. And there on the 23rd of July, 1982, I prayed the sinner's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And as soon as my all I ventured on the atoning blood, the Holy Spirit entered, and I was born of God. And I've never looked back. I have a home in heaven. I have a Saviour who loves me and gave himself for me. And it was the greatest decision I ever made. Remember going up to the social evening, giving in all the raffle prizes and saying, listen, I can't stay. Something's happened in my life tonight. I've been transformed. I can't explain it, but I know something real has happened. Yeah. And I've never looked back.
That's wonderful. Sort of lost for words. I've heard your testimony before, but it's always so fresh, and we're just so thankful for God's grace in our lives, and we serve, as Phyllis said, a wonderful, wonderful Saviour. And if you're listening today, think about that verse that our brother quoted. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Procrastination is an enemy of your soul, and we encourage you, if God has spoken to your heart in recent days or today through this little devotional about your need to get saved, come to Christ today and enter into newness of life. Phil, thank you so much for giving your testimony and your fellowship. I've known Phil for 19 years now, and his family have all grown up and they're all saved as well, and involved in different ways in God's work. And Josh is a pastor as well. So, folks, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.